We thank you for what you are about to do in our midst. We have come to the place of your presence and your power. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come, in thy strength and thy power, oh God, oh, in your own special, we say, come, Holy Spirit, I need you, oh, come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Gracious God, come in thy strength and thy power. Oh, come, come in your own special. Oh, cry, yeah, fair. Oh, cry, I am fair. It's a cry, I am fair. Oh, cry, oh, cry, I am fair. Oh, cry, I am fair. Take your seat. A short exhortation. We enter into prayer. Tell someone no carry over. Oh, tell the next person no carry over. When we say no carry over, no carry over has two meanings. But I'm dealing with one tonight. No carry over means two. It has two meanings. One means no carry over, no carrying over of negative things you see in this year. But that's not what I'm talking about tonight. Today, let's leave the negative somewhere and deal with the other one I'm talking about, no carry over. This no carry over, by that I mean that anything in every year, God purposes things for his children. This carryover, that no carryover, means that whatever God has scheduled to be your portion in 2023, it must happen in 2023. It must not be carried over into 2024. That is what I'm talking about. Lift up your right hand and talk to God tonight, that this short exhortation will bless you. That you are not living here the same. That whatever schedules he has on his timetable in heaven concerning your life, by the end of this prayer meeting, by the end of this miracle hour, things will begin to align for you. Lift your voice and pray that whatever blessing God has scheduled for us in 2023. We are not living 2023 without them. Leba kashada bahaya. Pray and activate your heavens. Pray and activate your heavens. La bagazandi barosataya. Ikada dada bashabrandoshe. Marazo se kabara safalata. Lebre kashada la bababa. Rosha balada babababa. Ikada la bababa. Anything that should have come into my hands from January till now, oh God, as we stay in prayer tonight, I am not living here without it. I am living here with it. In the mighty name of Jesus, La Deva Gosha Daya Baradas, Rekesada Bayakataya, Ragadosha Dala Mama Mama Mama, La Bada Da 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 Basha, Ratele Makapala Dosha Dabaya. We are not living here without these blessings. We are praying and declaring that every single declaration, every single prophecy, every single decree that we will make here tonight, they shall come to pass in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Lift your right hand and say, I'm living here with every blessing left over my life in 2023. In the name of Jesus. Now, I'm going to exhort you on no carryovers. Every year, God fashions certain happenings into our lives. But it's possible for you to enter into a year and leave behind what God ordained for you. Tonight, my first decree over your life is that no blessing ordained for you in 2023 is permitted to follow you into 2024. It must happen in this month, in the last month of this year, in December. Whatever is left for God to do, whatever is left for heaven to honor, whatever is left for heaven to release into our hands, in the month of December, right from tonight, let it be done in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, there will not be any carryover. There will not be any carryover, because timing is everything. When the victory comes at the right time, the celebration is more glorious. I announce to someone, you are not living here without that blessing. I proclaim and prophesy that by the time we finish our prayer, whatever has delayed to manifest, may the Lord release it into your hands. May the Lord bless you with that last blessing. May the Lord unlock that delayed blessing. May the Lord show you that handwriting of favor. God will not carry over that blessing. He determined it for 2023, and it will happen in 2023. It doesn't matter, 11 months are gone. One more month is enough for God to silence the enemy. Your God is not dead. Your God is not asleep. Your God is not now thinking what he should do. He's not figuring out what he should do for that miracle to take place. He knows exactly the seasons and the times. And in 2023, the season of 2023, the season of gathering, the Lord gathered some blessings over your life. Every unguarded blessing, tonight as we enter into prayer, we download them in the name of Jesus. We download them in the name of Jesus. Tell someone, I'm receiving my unguarded blessings. Say, every unguarded blessing, any blessing for me in 2023, any miracle for me in 2023, I am yet to touch. After tonight, I'm not just touching it, I am possessing it. I am not just touching it, I am experiencing it. In the next 30 days, in the next 30 days of 2023, it shall be like a dream. It shall take the enemy by surprise. what you did not see in the past 300 days. I came to announce to you that in the last 30 days, the Lord will give it back to you. The Lord will open that door. They will wait for you. They will wait for you. They will not close that door. They will not shut that opportunity. I came to announce to someone, wherever they said, we are considering, we are discussing, we are thinking about your proposal, I announce to you, in December, they will give you a call. The proposal has been accepted. It has been agreed upon in the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe it, lift your right hand and shout, I receive it. May the Lord show you something mighty. No carryover. No carryover. Sometimes you need a blessing today. A particular thing must happen for you today for God's name to be glorified tomorrow. We are going to stay in prayer tonight, and our prayer is that God, no carryover. If there is a blessing in 2023 for me, when Jacob met God, he knew that that was the day God could change his name. I declare over your life at the end of this evening service, may God show you, may God give you back all your blessings that have delayed, all your blessings that have been denied, all your blessings that are in stampede in any realms of the spirit. I prophesy over your life, receive every blessing. 2023 blessing, you will receive it in the name of Jesus. It was in a particular year that God made David a king. It was in a particular year that Esther became a queen. It was in a particular year that Mary was lying, was in her room somewhere, and Angel Gabriel brought her a good news, a news that changed her life forever. It was in a particular year that Hannah conceived of Samuel. Can I announce to you, every year carries your unique blessing. I decree and declare, you are touching and receiving your unique blessing. You are touching and receiving your unique blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. It was in a particular season that the hair of Samson began to grow again. It was in a particular season that Moses led the Israelites from the land of Egypt. I decree and I declare, whatever unique blessing, not just a blessing, but a unique blessing, any unique blessing with your name attached to it in 2023, child of God, it's not too late to push this blessing into manifestation. I decree and declare, no ordained blessing in your 2023 will delay no more. It will not delay. It shall manifest speedily. It will not delay. You will not leave it behind. It will follow you into 2024 in the name of Jesus. Tell yourself, I'm entering into my new realm. Yeah, there is a blessing. Every realm you will enter into must be ushered in by a blessing. It's a blessing that changed the life of David. It was that blessing of becoming the king that changed his environment. Suddenly he had servants. Suddenly he could not go to certain places. Suddenly he had a royal treatment. Suddenly he could not eat any food he wants to eat. Suddenly he has to begin to speak in a certain way. Why? Because a blessing of kingship, a blessing of a crown, a blessing of a throne was given to him. I came to declare to you, whatever of yours is in divine timetable that has not been given to you, we stand in the place of God's promise. We stand in the place of faith, and we decree and declare, receive that blessing, receive that gate, Receive that door. Receive that miracle in the name of Jesus. In every timetable of yours, your blessing is located there. God does not bring curses on his own children. God is the father of all blessings. I came to announce to you and prophesy to you from the corridors of prayer and the corridors of prophecy that whatever is left for God to deliver into your hands, that whatever is left for heaven to land into your hands in 2023, may the Lord surprise you. May the Lord surprise you. May the Lord surprise you. Receive a divine surprise. Receive a divine surprise. Receive a divine surprise. Whatever is on God's timetable concerning your life, it shall not be altered. It shall not be changed. It shall not be stolen. It shall not be altered. There will not be evil exchange. I decree and I declare from January to now, if there has been any evil exchange concerning your matters, concerning your miracle, concerning your favor, concerning your breakthrough, concerning your miracle, concerning your testimony, if there have been evil exchanges from 1st January to now, I stand in the name of the Lord Jesus. I stand on the authenticity of the prophetic word of the Lord. Let there be a reversal. We reverse evil exchanges. We reverse evil exchanges in the name of Jesus. That which belongs to you is coming to you tonight. That which belongs to you is coming to you tonight. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare that what God has blessed your year with, what God has released into your year, it shall not be aborted. There will not be still birth. You will handle that blessing. In 30 days, the last 30 days of 2023, I prophesy over your life, over your business, over your career, over your health, over your marriage, over your business dealings, that what God has not gathered yet into your life in the last 30 days of 2023, receive them now in the name of Jesus. Receive them now. There will not be carryovers. There will not be carryovers. I prophesy, we push them into manifestation. We force them to manifest wherever they are. Every stagnant blessing, every stagnant stream that used to flow into your life, any stagnant flow of finances, we decree and declare, let there be an opening, let there be a release, let there be a release. You will not delay again. Any illegal immigration officers in the realms of the spirit that has stopped their blessing, we decree that let my blessing be released. I speak into your life. I speak into your life. Anywhere your blessing has been hijacked, anywhere your door has been hijacked, we decree and declare, let there be a release. Let there be a release. Let there be a release. Let there be a release in your 2023. The last days of 2023 in your life, it shall happen very fast. It shall happen in grand styles. Oh, Radoba Shadaba. From tomorrow to 31st December, receive turnaround happiness. Receive turnaround miracles. Receive turnaround testimonies. From tomorrow morning, I release your angels of favor. From tomorrow morning, Atibo Koshataya, Bekondiba Andaya, to 31st December, receive turnaround situations. Yes, situations will turn around. They will turn around. They will turn around. They will turn turn around if it has to be. If they have to turn to the left, the Lord will turn it to the left. If they have to turn to the right, the Lord will turn it to the right. There will be turn around testimonies. Wherever they wrote you off, wherever they said nothing will happen, it will not happen. They said this will not happen over our dead body. Because of that, they blocked the blessing. Because of that, they shut the door. This is the word of the Lord to you. No carryover. No carryover. No carryover. No carryover. No carryover. Your blessing will be full. Atobo sumaladeka. Your blessing will be full. In the bani kushadabaya. Your blessing will be full. No carryover. No carryover. No carryover. No carryover. If God said this year you will conceive with your Samuel, no carryover. It will happen this year. If God said the door, this mountain must move, it shall move. No carryover. If God said this year King David must become the king of Israel, oh, it must happen. There shall not be any carryover. If God said this year Moses must lead Israelites from Egypt, it must happen. There must not be any carryover. If God said this year I am connecting you to a destiny helper, it must happen. There must not be any carryover. No carryover. I am ready for all my blessings. No carryover. I am ready for all testimonies. Give the Lord a praise. A table satire. You are ready. You will take hold of every blessing. Of every blessing. Of every blessing. Of every blessing. You will take hold of every blessing. Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1. The Bible said that in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw that in the year, the years don't just come to pass. God pays attention to our lives. He pays attention to our years. He said in the year that King Uzziah died, in that particular year, something happened to a king and something happened to a prophet. Whilst the king was dying, the prophet's eyes and the prophet ministry was being unfolded. In every year, something significant must happen to you. I don't know how you've gone through the year. I don't need to ask you, but I'm sure it has been some way. This is the word of the Lord to you. No carryover. No carryover. In this particular year, King Uzziah was ordained to die. In this particular year, the Lord opened the eyes of a man called Isaiah. Can I speak into your life? In 2023, if God has said, let it be so. If God has promised, let it be so. If God has opened the door, let no man close that door. If God has released the document, let no man sit on the document. You may not know anybody. You may not have any protocol. You may not have any connection. I stand on the altar of the Lord and I decree and I declare what God has ordained, what God has blessed, what God has decreed over your life, you will enter and possess. You will enter and possess. You will enter and possess in the name of Jesus. King Uzziah was dying. Prophet Isaiah was being lifted. I declare, in the next 30 days, in the next 30 days, over every single life represented here, that the heavens will respond to the prophetic word. No carryover. No carryover. Whatever is left to be released. Do you know that anytime you are eating, there is a you come to a point where you have to take the last bite before you be satisfied. And sometimes when the last yam falls from your hands and falls on the ground, it feels like you have not eaten. Has it happened to you before? Like you are eating like a last one, some chicken, the last bite, and something happens and the chicken falls down. It's like you have wasted the food. You have eaten more than 75%. You have eaten more than 85%. But you see, that last bite, that is what I'm talking about tonight. There is a certain blessing that God, heaven, must release on your life that will bring the satisfaction. Tonight, you'll be satisfied. I said, tonight, you'll be satisfied. I said, tonight, you'll be satisfied. Receive manifestations of unguarded blessings. Receive it in the name of Jesus. It was in a particular year that Goliath was killed. I'm telling you that if you are yet to see any significant blessing, if you are yet to see any powerful blessing, God did not give you 2023 like just a wind to pass through. There is something in 2023 that will add up to the story of your destiny. It was in a particular year that that giant man, the Philistine Goliath, was brought down. I came to decree and I declare over your hands, over your head, over your life, over your health, over your finances, that whatever blessing is left to manifest, whatever blessing is yet to show on your life, receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. Receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. Listen, there is so much attacks. There are so much forces, so many forces in the atmosphere fighting against every genuine Christian. And the genuine Christians have forgotten what to do to take back what belongs to them. It is not enough for prophecy to come on your life. It is enough for you to become a burnt offering. Sacrifice will always command the fire of God. To be on fire, to be in the power of God, you must become a sacrifice on God's altar. How do you become a sacrifice on God's altar? When you stay prayerful. When you stay prayerful, because they lighted the incense and put it on the altar, a symbol of prayer. Prayer must never stop. In fact, he said, is any of you afflicted? The Bible said, let them pray. Prayer is a requirement for divine transactions. And I pray that tonight, when we begin to pray, you will engage God. When we begin to pray, you will engage God. When you begin to pray, you engage your spirit in the name of Jesus. God never blessed you with an empty life. God never blessed us with an empty year. In fact, 2024 is coming with a unique blessing for you. That is why this 2023, whatever God put in for you, you must make sure that you take possession of it. We have seen people move from year to year and nothing shows in their life. Is it that God gave them empty years? No. But you see, there is come a point where a woman, God brings a woman to the point of birth. And at that point, she begins to have certain surges of energy to be able to push out that which she has conceived. God can bring you to the point of birthing, but if you don't know the season you are in. Listen, there is one blessing that is left that when it is released on your life, you will start 2024 on a higher note. Yes. When that blessing is released on your life, your 2024 can start on a higher note. Don't start 2024 like you started 2023. No, you have to start that year. You must give it a good foundation. I saw a writing. The person said, if you didn't hustle to make it in life, it means that your parents hustled. Somebody hustled for you. Yeah. If you didn't suffer to get to where you are, it means that somebody has suffered for you. You have to understand that there is no glory without suffering. Tonight I declare, every leftover blessing, anything that wants to wait to say, is a leftover. Leftover. Left. You are not leaving anything over. Whatever God releases on you, you will take it tonight. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 115 verse 12. Psalm 115 verse 12. Psalm 115 verse 12. The Lord has kept us in mind and will give us his blessing. He has kept, give me the old King James before you switch me. He has us in mind. God, he said, the Lord has been mindful of us. So he will not bring us to 2023 and not put something there for you. He will not bring you to a season and leave you without a blessing. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. The Lord is mindful of your 2023. He knows the exact decrees. He knows the exact blessings he has placed in your 2023. I am with all assurance that whatever is left to manifest, tonight they will manifest. I said tonight they will manifest. There is an 11th hour miracle in every year for you. There is an 11th hour miracle in every year for you. And tonight I decree and I prophesy that your 11th hour miracles in 2023, let them be released into your hands. 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 In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a clap offering, someone. Look, even in each day of the year, God has placed a blessing there. He daily loads us with his blessing. That means that in a compound form, when you compound it, that means in 2023, God is mindful of you in 2023. And he placed a well of blessing for you. Sometimes the well can be denied for a while. But you see, when you get aggressive in prayer, I've seen God do mighty things in prayer. I've seen God do mighty things in prayer. And I pray that you will never, ever lose your place in the prayer room. You will never lose your place in the prayer place. That when the angel comes, he will find you praying. Because it is very easy to desert the place of prayer. That is why the Bible says that those who endure to the end, they shall be blessed. They shall be received. They shall be glorified. I don't know why. Look at Job chapter 42 verse 12. Job 42 verse 12. I feel like we should begin to pray. James 42 verse 12. It says, so the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. We are in the latter year of 2023. May the Lord give you bigger blessings. May the Lord give you bigger blessings. May the Lord release bigger doors. Am I talking to you? May the Lord release bigger doors. May the Lord release bigger doors. Give me the amplified version. Give me the amplified version. Quickly. And the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, that's 2,000 cows, and 11 female donkeys. Give me the NLT version of that. Look at it. One of them said the days. He said, so the Lord blessed Job in the second half of his life, even more than in the beginning. Can I speak into your life? Can I declare into your life? Can I speak over your life? The beginning of your year was too slow, even up to November. But I declare that in December, from tonight, the Lord bless you more and more. The Lord release a blessing that is bigger than your dream, a blessing bigger than your prayer, a blessing bigger than your dreams, a blessing bigger than your vision, a blessing bigger than your desires, a blessing bigger than your desires. God bless the latter days of Job. I bless your latter days in 2023. I bless your latter days in 2023. May your latter days be soaked in the oil of favor. May your latter days be soaked in the oil of blessing. May your latter days be soaked in the oil of miracles. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive miracle text messages. Receive miracle emails. Receive miracle calls. In the mighty name of Jesus, may your last days in 2023 be more glorious than the beginning of the year. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever God has willed into your 2023, I came to decree and I declare that is yet to be handled. Your December brought it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. This is what the Lord is saying, that you will enter 2024 with a unique blessing from your 2023. If you believe it, place your hand on your head and shout, I receive it. Say, I receive it. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 26. We must always learn to pray with scripture. That's why I give you a lot of scriptures during miracle hour. You need them. Whilst we are praying, you have to look at them. Ezekiel 34, 26. I will bless my people, and I will make them and the places round about my heel a blessing. This is God's word to you tonight. In the last days of 2023, may God make you a blessing. I said, may God make you a blessing. And may God make everything concerning your life to become a blessing. Now listen to the other part. He said, I will cause the shower to come down in his season. There shall be showers of blessing. Give me the message version quickly. Oh, me cry, yamia, yeah. Oh, no, kona. Oh, say, he said, I will make them. May God make you in the last days of 2023. May God make you in the last days of 2023. Everything around my heel, a blessing. And I will send them plenty of rain. Tonight there will be plenty of rain. There will be plenty of rain over your life. There will be plenty of rain over your life. And that rain is called the latter rain, the showers of blessing. It is called the showers of blessing. Receive some showers of blessing over your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Any testimony that God calls a showers of blessing shall be released over your life tonight. The blessing that will be called a shower. You know, sometimes when you enter your shower, maybe you are from work and you enter home and you enter the shower and it begins to pour on you. All of a sudden, you become comforted. You become calm. There is a refreshment. What God is saying is that there's going to be a refreshment for you in the last days of 2023. I said there's going to be a refreshment for you in the last days of 2023. After every contest, my last part of the exhortation, which is very critical. So pay attention. A lot of times we have prayed without scriptural understanding. And at the end of the day, you pray very fervent, but you never receive, because when you pray, prayer is the only thing God demands that you do according to the word. So it's best to be well loaded with the word and then you begin to pray. So after every contest, after every battle, there is a reward. You cannot walk through 2023 and be devoid of God's reward. There is a reward after every battle. In fact, you have fought 2023. We have battled ourselves through 2023. We have pushed ourselves through 2023. Only God knows the tears. Only God knows the frustrations. Only God knows the disappointment. But if God has brought us this far, then God has a plan for us. The battle you won, the reward will not be delayed. I said the reward will not be denied. You will handle that reward. The Bible said, and David fought Goliath and killed Goliath. And after he did that, there was a reward. The reward was in three folds. What are they? Number one, the king gave him his daughter as wife. Number two, his whole family was exempted from taxes. I speak into your life. And number three, the wealth of the kingdom was divided into two, and it was given to him as a blessing. I declare over your life, after every battle, we must end with rewards. I declare, 31st December, you will not only just come to cross over. When you are dancing, there will be a meaning to the dance. When you are dancing, there will be a meaning to the dance. When you are screaming, there will be a meaning to the scream. When you are singing, there will be a meaning to the singing. The Lord will give you your rewards. Your rewards will be permanent. Your rewards will be loud. Your rewards will be great. In the name of Jesus. David said, because of time, we can't refer Psalm chapter 17, verse 24 to 25. You see the rewards there. Every battle comes with a reward. We won't leave. I told God this morning, I'm not leaving 2023 without all my rewards. Receive all your rewards. Receive all your rewards. Are you here at all? Receive all your rewards in the mighty name of Jesus. You see, God prides in rewards. He that comes to me must know that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Oh, may the Lord reward you. May God put his hand in his pocket and take something out and give to you before the end of the year. May the Lord enter into his storehouse and spare you many jewels. May the Lord. The Lord says, somebody is here. Before the 3rd of December, before the 3rd of December, it means tomorrow, because today is 1st. He said, before the 3rd of December, he will shock you with a blessing. Dede Makota Balagataya, he will shock you with a blessing. Receive it in Jesus' name. You shall not leave 2023 empty-handed. You shall not leave 2023 empty-handed. If you believe it is happening for you, your hands will be full with blessing. Your hands will be full with blessing. Your hands will be full with blessing in the name of Jesus. God does not joke with rewards. And I believe with all my heart that anybody due for a reward. Listen, next week we'll be in prayer. Next 2 weeks we'll be in prayer. We'll be in fasting and prayer. 10 days of spiritual emphasis, Monday to Friday, we are fasting and praying. We'll meet here every day. The following week, we'll be meeting here every day also for 5 days. The last Friday, we'll crown it with a special miracle hour. I'm trusting God. And that spiritual emphasis, the theme is commanding your 2024. Yeah, we are fasting from Monday to Friday. Next week, the following week, because I believe that 2024 is a very prosperous year. Yes, it's a very, very prosperous year. It's a year that is loaded with cash. Oh, your amen is not strong. It's a year that is loaded with cash. loaded with houses, loaded with marriages, loaded with open doors, loaded with prosperity, loaded with a lot of increase. 2024, your name, people have to change your name. Have you seen when people break through, you call them chairman? Chairman. Anybody that is called chairman must have money. I don't know whether you know another chairman who doesn't have money, but anybody that takes that greeting, chairman, I mean, if they call you chairman, that means that challenge. When you arrive, you are able to sort everybody out. I came to announce to you, when we begin to pray tonight, any table that is yet to be laid for you, any table of blessing, any table of transformation, any table of testimony that is yet to be laid for you, the Lord will cause them to lay it for you. Exodus chapter 12, verse 35 to 37, the Message version, because of time. I want us to pray. Today we'll pray for 15 minutes. Yeah. The Israelites had already done what Moses had told them. They had asked the Egyptians for silver and gold things and clothing. I like the 36. Look at the first one. Read it together. The first line. Wait. Look at it. God saw to it. God saw to it. God made sure. God ensured. God was involved. He made sure that the Egyptians liked the people. I came to declare, lift your right hand and receive the blessing. Whoever must respond to your request, whoever is responding, whichever office, whoever is responsible to respond to your application, to respond to your email, to respond to your call, to respond to your WhatsApp, whoever must respond to your request, I speak in the name of Jesus. God will ensure that you get favor before them. God ensures you get favor before them. Be favored 10 times. Be favored 100 times. Be favored 1,000 times. Ragabalo sabrakataya. God will ensure that you are favored. God will ensure that you are favored. God will ensure that you are favored. For 400 years, God ensured that the people did not live empty-handed. I prophesy into the life of 100 people. Liburu Savara Katabahaya. Lebra Kashata Kaba. I feel like praying. I decree in the name of Jesus that whatever response you are expecting from a request you have made, whatever response from a request you have made, Adamoko Shagadaba, whoever must sign a letter, whoever must pick a call and make a call, whoever must respond to the email, may God cause them to like you. May God cause them to favor you. May God cause them to like you. In the mighty name of Jesus, God is going to see to it. It was a last minute compensation. 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 I decree and declare, receive a last minute compensation. Receive a compensation that is the biggest. Listen, by the time this one was happening, it was going to be the biggest blessing the Israelites have ever seen. They have never seen anything like that before. They have never. These are people who turned them into slaves. But God saw to it. It means that if God was not involved, the people wouldn't have released those amount of gold. God knew that they needed gold to build the temple. God knew that they needed gold for the tabernacle. And you can imagine the quantum of gold, over 600,000 men. Oh, Radaba Shadabahaya. The women were not counted. I came to declare to someone, whatever God must do, whatever insurance that God must release to ensure that the blessing left will be released to you, I declare it shall be released. I declare it is done in the name of Jesus. God speaks into our ears. Oh God, I have the last verse to give you. I hear somebody singing on the 14th of December. I hear somebody singing on the 14th of December. Adia Yesu, Aye, Amame, Ebrumesu, Metias, yes. Listen. I hear the person saying, on the 14th of December, between now and the 14th of December, on the before now and the 14th of December, the Lord is giving someone a breakthrough that is huge. That is huge. Come. Stand here and lift your two hands. I saw that, or shall I stand behind her? I saw that you were sitting at the reception of a great person in society. You are sitting in front of his office and you are waiting for him. And it is as though you have come to get a response to a request. So when I looked in your direction, I saw you coming out of the office with a white envelope, and then you were happy and smiling. The Lord tells me to tell you that when we enter into 2024, before February, one of the people, one of his children, who will celebrate a breakthrough very early, you are one of them. I pray. Oh, Marakashadabayas. The power of God that carries you. Look, there were a lot of people. I see a lot of people on the corridor. But they walked you to sit where you sat. You overtook them and sat there. And when you came out with a white envelope, they told the rest, it is over. I pray for you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, anoint this one for this blessing. Receive it now. Receive it now. Take it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I bless you with favor. Church, rise up and begin to speak in tongues. Just rise up and begin to speak in tongues. We are entering into prayer. Receive. Oh, speak in tongues, someone. Just begin to pray. We are entering into prayer. I have to minister to her fully. Every spirit of delay, every spirit of delay, every spirit of delay over your life, I rebuke it. 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 In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and pray. Begin to pray that every blessing ordained for you in 2023, it shall not be carried over. Lift your voice and pray. I pray. Pray, lift your voice and pray.
Papaya telebesiata, lepaya dosha daba, lana
By the count of three, let the angel crown you and enthrone you on the throne of glory. Now, 1, 2, 3, go! Come. Oh, pray. Lift your two hands. Every single blessing. Shada la ba ya gada la 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 la. Ba la 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 ma shada la ba. Kemaya tala manaya. Balanda la balanda ba. Ika balanda ba ba ba. Kibalanda ba 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 ba. Balanda ya impala wasaya. Bayanda la ba ba. Ika mala wasanda la ba. Malagada la mama mama. In the name of Jesus. Lift your right hand. Say, oh Lord, I decree and I declare that any blessing ordained for me in 2023 that is yet to manifest, I bet it now. In the name of Jesus, I bet it now. Clap your hands, pray for 2 minutes. Push it out. Makatala matoa, kandala baladama, apaya dea, kela balada, repa balada baba baba baba, rada la da 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 baba. Pray. We're better tonight. Atila bata, itabala da ba 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 la da, ipabala ta, atala ba pa ya da, ikabala ba ba la ba, atabala wasanda, ikabala mataya, ikabala ba 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 la ba, atala ba ba. We take hold of every blessing that is yet to be released. We take hold of every blessing that is yet to manifest. Ekabala ba 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 ba, atabala ba ba ya, ekabala wa shanda ya ba, ekabala ba 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 fire, atabala wa shaya, ekabala wa shanda, atabama ya, ekabala wa shanda ya, ekabala ba fire, ekabala wa shaya, ekabala la la ba. We decree and declare that every blessing ordained in your 2023 shall be released in the name of Jesus. Clap your hands and give the Lord praise. In Exodus chapter 12, we saw that God supervised the transaction that changed the life of the Israelites. You are going to pray. Lift your right hand. Say, my Father, my Father. Say, my Father, my Father. What is due me in 2023? I refuse to leave it behind. Say, I refuse to leave it behind. As I lift up my voice and I begin to pray, I take hold. I take hold. I gather all. I gather all. Every unguarded blessing, every unguarded miracle, any blessing I have not guarded in my life in 2023, as I clap my hands and I pray in the next 2 minutes, I gather all. I gather all. Clap your hands and pray. Katala la la ba sapaya, lebra katala ba, atabalo sapaya, ekambala na na ba, atabala na maya. Yes Lord, yes Lord, yes Lord. There will not be delay. 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 Malase balaya, rebala da ba, ekabala da ba. Every blessing. Every blessing, Gandala Basaya, Ekapalo Asaya, Akala Lama Mama, any blessing in my career, any blessing in my business, any blessing in my marriage, any blessing in my life that has delayed, I pray in the last days of 2023, in the last 30 days of 2023, I declare. No more delay. No more delay. La Baba Shaya. None of my labors shall be wasted. Every single labor I have put into 2023, it shall not be wasted. It shall not be wasted. It shall not be wasted. I receive reward. Arata Balana. May the Lord reward all your labors in 2023. May the Lord reward you. May the Lord reward you. May the Lord reward you. Adabayana, Ekamalataya, Aradababa, Ekamalados, Ipalana Masaya, Maranda Masantaya, Adapamolotaya, Kendapamosaya, Adalalaba, Lebraka Sataya, Antulemakopanas, Itabalanda, Ekabalataya, Arantaba. The Lord remember your labors. The Lord remember your labors. Can I hear them? Baka La Braca Satabaya Itala Barosandaya Ekandala Dadaba Atabale Barosa Etamalagataya Korata Namama Kapala Napamaya Antelele Masandaya Ikama Malada Apaya Doshadaba Epamalata Epala Namasandaya Rapayata Dadaba Epala Dadaba. Whatever is delayed, the Lord cause it to come. The Lord cause it to come. The Lord cause it to come. The Lord release it. The Lord release it. In the name of Jesus. Last but one prayer. I believe in prayer. I see mountains moving for your sake.
Amen.
I see mountains moving for your sake.
Amen.
A mountain must move for that last minute testimony. And the Lord said, every mountain has moved. Every mountain has moved.
Amen.
Every mountain has moved.
Amen.
Look, there is a voice in your service to God that is louder than the voice of faith. I discovered it today, that there is a voice in your service to God that is louder than the voice of faith. There was a woman, the Shunammite woman, in 2 Kings chapter 8, chapter 4. Because of time, we cannot read. Could have read quite a number of scriptures. But our last but one prayer is premised on this. Nobody serves God and goes empty-handed. Nobody. This year, we are going to pray to God. Look, the father of John the Baptist was burning incense on the altar. incense, and the angel of the Lord appeared. You can give us 2 Kings chapter 4, I think verse 7 to 8. Incense. Always. He was barren, he and the wife. They were barren. But always he was pouring the incense and making sure that there was incense in the temple, representing prayer. Now, this woman and her husband, one day the woman walked to the husband and said, "This prophet has been passing around. I believe he's a holy man of God. Let us give him accommodation." And when they did that, one day Elisha spoke to Gehazi. And let's read from verse 7. It said, she went and told the story to the man of God. He said, "Go sell." No, that's not what I want. Go to the next verse. I want another story. Yes. And one day, Elisha passed through Shunam. So the Shunammite woman is from a woman from Shunam. Okay. A leading lady of the town talked him into stopping for a meal. And then it became a custom. Whenever he passed through, he stopped by for a meal. Wow. "I am certain," said the woman to her husband, "that this man who stops by with us all the time is a holy man of God." Look at her reaction. If it was a 21st century family, they would be insulting the pastor by now. Just once they told you, he said, "Come and eat." Now every day you are coming. But this couple was not like that. If it was 21st century Christians, he said, "We just gave you lift once. Now every time you go, time ben number blessing." Why? So, but she went to tell the husband that this man is a powerful man. He said, then she told the husband, "Why don't we add on a small room upstairs and furnish it with a bed, a desk, a chair, and a lamp, so that when he comes by, he can now stay with us?" Wow, I'm not preaching. And so it happened that the next time Elisha came by, he went to the room and laid down for a nap. And lift your two hands to the Lord. I saw an international company. Oh, watch it. An international company looking for you. Oh God, the realms your father walked in, you are going to walk in 3 times. Let the oil be poured on you now. Receive it. Yeah. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Fresh oil. Yeah. Fresh oil. Everything changed about her. Fresh oil. God has blessed this woman. Receive a touch. God said that should touch you. And power will be released into your life. Receive power. Receive power. 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 Let no woman stop you again. By the count of three, receive power. Receive power. One, take it. Two, take it. Three, receive power to confront and overcome. To confront and overcome. Now, in the name of Jesus, receive power. Everybody lift your two hands and receive some blessing. There is a strong blessing in this atmosphere. Receive it. Receive. Receive power. Receive power. Anybody here believing God for power to confront and overcome, receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord cause you to hear well. I open your ears. Sweet presence of the Holy Spirit, I now commend you to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, take it to theater. One, two, three, go. And so it happened that the next time Elisha came by, he went to the room and lay down for a nap. Then he said to his servant Gehazi, tell the Shunammite woman, I want to see her. When he was eating there, he never asked for the Shunammite woman. But when they went to the next level of sacrifice, the next level of building a relationship, the next level of making the man of God comfortable, he said, tell the woman, I want to see her. He called her and she came to him. Verse 13. Through Gehazi, Elisha said, you have gone far beyond the call of duty in taking care of us. What can we do for you? Do you have a request we can bring to the king or to the commander of the army? She replied, nothing. I am secure and satisfied in my family. Verse 14. Elisha conferred with Gehazi. There has got to be something we can do for her. You see, when you serve an oil to a certain level, the oil has no choice than to release a remarkable blessing over you. The woman says she doesn't need it. She was very powerful. So Elisha thought that there is a land case that he could speak to the king for her. She said no. She those things are her level. She said, then the man, Elisha, began. The oil has been served so much that the oil was ready to dissipate a blessing. I pray. We are going to enter into maybe the last prayer for tonight. Okay, let me finish reading. You realize that some blessings will come to you not because you had faith, but because you served and served well and served significantly and served honorably. Yes, you serve without desecration. You serve without murmuring. You serve without making gossips. They didn't make gossips about, maybe Elisha will come and snore in the room. They didn't. You can't serve around an oil and be a talkative and be a gossip around the oil. Your service will mean nothing. That is why there are many people in church who are going nowhere, though they are busybodies. They are not honoring. They are serving the oil, but their service is not honorable. Because when you serve Elijah and you go and speak about Elijah to somebody else with things you don't even have fact about, the woman served Elijah so much that the oil was ready to release a blessing. I pray that you will not be around oil and miss the blessing in the oil.
Amen.
We have to do something for this one. He said, but what? Gehazi said, well, she has no son and her husband is an old man. Hey, that means that man's effort is not going to work now. But this is the God that has done some with Abraham. He has done some with Abraham. I came to tell you, whatever miracle you have seen in the Bible, God can reproduce it for you.
Amen.
I said, God can reproduce it for you.
Amen.
He said, call her in. Said Elijah. He called her and she stood at the open door. Elijah said to her, this time next year, I told you God is always interested in our year. This time next year, you are going to be nursing an infant son. Listen to the woman. Oh, master. Oh, holy man. She said, don't play games with me, teasing me with such fantasies. Was that a language of faith? No. Was that a language of faith?
No.
No, give me NLT. Give me NLT of that. Give me NLT of that. He said, next year at this time, you will be holding a son in your hands. No, my Lord. Is that faith? Is that faith?
No.
The woman said, no, my Lord. Can't you see my husband? Like, stop this joke. It's too expensive. He said, she cried, oh my God, oh man of God, don't deceive me. Hey, is that the language of faith?
No.
I'm talking to you. Is that a language of faith?
No.
I'm showing you that the voice of an honorable service is stronger than the voice of your faith. When your faith is weak, your honorable service to the oil will speak for you. When your faith is weak, that you cannot even pray, you cannot even say, Abba, Father, God will visit the service to the oil, and not just a service, an honorable service. Say, don't deceive me and get my hopes up like that. Verse 17. But sure enough, the woman soon became pregnant. The oil they have honored spoke for them. She didn't believe the prophecy. I don't care whether you believe prophecy or not, but I came to tell you that you will not always have the flair to pray. You will not always have the flow to pray. You will not always have the passion to pray. But in the moment of your prayerlessness, the oil you have honored, the oil you have served faithfully, there is a voice in that oil that will speak for you. I decree over your life. Lift your two hands up and open your hands. I'm declaring because of time. The oil you have served faithfully, the altar you have served faithfully, the woman didn't tell, don't lie to me. But as long as the oil was satisfied and there was pressure on the oil to bless, I declare over your life, Mahakashada Bahaya, whatever service you have rendered to the Lord in this house in 2023, whatever service you have rendered to the Lord in 2023, whatever service you have rendered to your pastor in 2023, I came to announce by the efficacy of the oil and the strength of God in the anointing, receive a blessing that your prayer cannot give to you. Receive a blessing that your faith could not give to you. Receive a blessing that your family could not give to you. Receive a blessing that your career could not give to you. Receive a blessing that all
only God can give to you. In the name of Jesus, receive a blessing that only God can hand it over to you. You may be weak in prayer. You may not be strong in faith now, but I stand on the altar of the Lord, and in the name of the Lord Jesus, let no man mock you again. Let no man look down on you again. I bless you with a big blessing, a blessing that will make you complete, a blessing that will throw party in your house. The first quarter of 2024, get ready to laugh, get ready to have a change of routine, get ready to have a change of song. I decree and declare, in the last days of 2023, oh, 30 days is too much for the Lord. 30 days of blessings, 30 days of favor, 30 days of increase. I prophesy over your life. Let the oil speak for you. 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 In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They served the oil. They honored the oil. One of the things that have disappeared in our churches and in the kingdom is that service, genuine service, service clothed with love, service clothed with selflessness has disappeared. And therefore, people seem to be laboring, but they are not blessed. Because God will look at the honor. One day I was talking to Eddie and I turned to him in my car. And I said, make sure you are not talking about me to anybody. He was looking at me. I said, and I ended it there. Because you see, you can't be serving an oil honorably and be gossiping about the oil. It doesn't work. So they will lay hands on you. They will pour oil on you. How many oil haven't they poured on you? But David, three times. King David, three times. Saul himself cried, it was one. King Solomon, they anointed him one. God will visit. The woman said, don't lie to me. Give me the BBE of that verse. Verse 16. Look at it. I want you to understand the scripture. You know me, when I'm repeating something, you know that I'm meaning something very spiritual. And Elisha said, at this time, in the coming year, you will have a son in your arms. And she said, no, my Lord. Sometimes you can give a prophecy and in the natural, it is no. In the natural, it is no. I feel like ministering, but time is up. In the natural, it is no. No. She didn't believe it. Oh, man of God. You're calling him man of God too, but doubting the prophecy. Have you received a prophecy and you doubted it? Be honest. Just lift your right. Me, I've received some. When I receive it, I look at the guy. I look at him twice. And I walked off. I didn't even say, God bless you. Because I didn't believe what he said. But it came to pass. Oh, let me see. You have received a prophecy. Be honest. Be honest. Look at the prophecy. I said, Yatiabre. He said, oh, man of God, do not say what is false. Can you imagine? From the beginning, she told the husband that this is a holy man of God. And now he's telling the man of God in the face that don't tell me what is false. That means that you are giving a false prophecy, man of God. Come say now, I used to call you holy man of God, but now this one is a false prophecy. Elisha did not struggle. He didn't say, I prophesy to you again. No. The weight of the woman's service. No man thought like that. No woman thought like that on the prophet. Her service spoke for her. I came to open you to a mystery in 2024. If I were you, I would solidify. I would intensify. I would invest into kingdom service. May the Lord see you through in the last 30 days of the year.
Amen.
You will not die before your time.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
No domestic accident to terminate your life.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
No lorry accident to terminate your life.
Amen.
I declare a blessing over your life. Make the Lord show you something bigger than you have dreamt about.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Give the Lord a mighty clap of hands. Oje, Oja, Sum, Sum, Kron, Kron, Oja. I'm leaving you with this song. Oje, Oja, Sum, Sum, Kron, Kron, Oja. Let the fire of God work for you. Let the fire of God work for you. Let the fire of God be upon your man. Every door in December that must open for you, I declare it open. I declare it open. I declare it open. I declare it open. In the mighty name of Jesus. There's money coming into your hands, MP. Help you, there's money coming into your hands. I see two other people. You are receiving money. Huge amount of money. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Huge amount of money. There's a financial release in the building. Anytime there is famine in the economy, God dispatches angels of financial release. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. There's somebody, your right palm is becoming warm. You can feel heat in your palm. It's looking like it's becoming warm. God is touching you. Every door that must open for you today, when you go home and you touch your door, it signifies that that door has been identified and opened. May God give you a blessing through that door that will shut the mouth of your enemies forever. Somebody give the Lord a good clap offering. There was a season in King Saul, in Saul's life, that he was not a king. There was a season that he was roaming about looking for asses. But another season came that the asses were found prophetically. I declare over your life. Oh God. I hear an Ewe singing, Mawu Loloto. Because God is going to do something big. It's about documents. It's about documents. It's about documents. Thank you, Lord. May the Lord keep his hand strong over you. And may your December be rich. Every spirit of delay comes to an end. Every spirit of denial comes to an end. Every spirit of distraction comes to an end. Every spirit of confusion comes to an end. Every spirit of rejection comes to an end. Every spirit of carelessness comes to an end. Every spirit of deception comes to an end. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Somebody give the Lord a clap offering.